Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Baseball romance in the stands, Choppy?
Man, how can you not love Major League Baseball and be romantic about baseball? A second date. I loved this story. I followed this. This is what my Saturday nights consist of, Sean. I was following this on the internets.
What's the best game to take a date to? Best sport?
Oh man, you know, I would think it's probably hockey or baseball.
I agree. It can't be NFL. You're too locked in.
Yep.
You're sitting there paying attention to the game. Baseball, there's enough time, enough downtime to sit there and talk. Great, cool, chill atmosphere. And then hockey, you know, maybe you can snuggle up because it's cold out there the ice and it's a little bit chilly. And the fights maybe get her a little bit revved up.
Oh, yeah.
And you're sitting there.
The 20-minute intermission, you can get her, you know, you go get some drinks.
That's right.
Right, you know, you have the 20, but with baseball, it's very relaxed, and it's pretty quiet. NBA arenas are too loud. The nonstop music, noise.
Especially with the Mavs PA guy.
Yep. Oh, Coach Gobert! So I think baseball just...
Put your arm around her! Yeah!
If you're actually interested in getting to know her or him and have a conversation, baseball is probably the way to go.
What in the name of John Wayne's ass is going on around here?
So, YouTuber Connor Buckley, @BuckArmy on Twitter, wanted an update on his roommate's date at the Diamondbacks game. Now, the roommate is, both younger, in their 20s. He's got a red shirt on and very short shorts, showing a ton of thigh. And then he's also got a camera shy hat on, which proves to be kind of ironic as this thing moved on. So he tweets them, "Hey, D-backs, my roommate's on a date, 6 rows above home plate. Any chance we could tell the cameraman to zoom in so I can see how it's going?" And they're like, "Well, contact Valley Sports." They're like, "They can't find him." He said he's wearing a red D-back spring training shirt. I think the girl's wearing green. "Hate to break it to you, but we can't find your friend," says the Diamondbacks. Bally Sports says the same thing. And then this is where it kind of gets me. He says, "Can we try section F? Red shirt, girl wearing green." And he says that because, and tell me if this is nut. This is something an ex-girlfriend did to me. He had his roommate's location turned on his phone.
Oh, my Lord.
What? His location for other people that isn't like a spouse for safety reasons? This is odd.
Sounds like you and your Dodgers buddy. Something y'all would do.
We might do that. So he sends a screenshot of the location, and it allows the Diamondbacks and Valley Sports to zoom in. And they're like, "Boys and girls, we got them. Body language looks good. They seem comfortable. They just laughed. Stay tuned for more." They get up. They try to follow them into the concourse with camera crews. These people have no idea what's going on. And then, finally, they look at their phone and they start cracking up. They are aware something is afoot.
Were they in the upper or lower deck?
Lower level, like 6 rows up behind home plate.
Oh, Lord, the RJ Choppy seats. You got to go big on the first date with lower level, right? Or do you just you know, set the bar low and have the ears pop upper deck. Which one do you go with?
Sticker in the outfield.
Yeah.
No, you
that's like Amanda told me when we went out to dinner and I ordered wine. The bottle came and she goes, "Oh, it's you're not just a glass, you get in the bottle." Okay, now I get an appetizer. So, ooh, I set the bar too high.
You an appetizer instead of salad. That's big, cuz you know it's like I'm a salad guy.
You make it a choice. You got to go salad or appetizer. You can do both.
That's too filling. I don't like to be full.
See, I do appetizer, salad, but no dessert. You're a dessert guy.
I'm a dessert guy.
I never go dessert.
Yeah. Okay. I get you. So, they finally, the guy texts his buddy, and ha ha ha, you're an A. You know what? They finally put his photo on the Jumbotron, him and the girl. The D-backs give them a couple of baseballs. The Mariners start getting in and say, we love you guys. There's true love wins every time. Seventh inning update. Their D-backs are taking credit for this. Like I said, they give him a couple of baseballs. They ask about a third. The D-backs tweet him, ask about a third date. There's going to be a third date. This is a good-looking couple, man. This is like Americana right here.
Okay. Have good you taken look. Your new significant other to a game?
No, we haven't gone in public.
Jeez. You've taken her to dinner.
Yeah, at dinner. At a bar.
Okay, let's talk about that. No.
At a bar.
No. We need to talk about this. And by this, I mean your voice. Every time we bring this woman's voice up, you either go like or you go, yeah, you know. You either trail off or your inflection goes really high.
Yeah.
Why?
Can we get her on the show?
Yes.
Oh,
I'll answer that. Yes.
Oh no, I don't. Let me interview.
Let me and Troy interview her.
I don't know.
Why?
I'll just ask her. We follow each other on Instagram now.
Oh, well, all right.
Yeah, I'll get up in her DMs and ask myself, and just have her pop on the show. But you haven't traveled together. You're traveling together for my wedding, which is always a big first test. But you have not taken her out to a game, which is interesting because you've been going to Rangers and Stars games.
Yeah, haven't taken her anywhere. Just kind of leaving her locked up.
Sweep her off her feet.
Then we're bringing her on the air. We've done it before. We've done it in the past. When Kavanaugh had his girlfriend, who we didn't know at the time, which was Amanda, Sean interviewed her.
Oh, my God.
Jeff's lady friend here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And we can do this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.